VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday, in an address to his country's parliament, he said the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a premeditated act and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. He said the information and evidence that has been obtained so far points to Khashoggi being the victim of a very cruel murder. Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew to Istanbul to meet Khashoggi. He said Saudi officials started planning to murder the U.S.-based writer days before his death. In Russia today for talks on the INF treaty, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton talked about President Trump's concerns about Khashoggi's death.
He has heard both the king and the crown prince deny that they had any involvement in this tragedy. Secretary of State Pompeo has just come back from Saudi Arabia, where he met with both of them, and is in really continuing discussions. We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need to have a truthful explanation.
President Trump says top American officials are still gathering information about the killing. Bolton also said Tuesday that plans are being made for President Trump to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin next month in Paris. Bolton said he had a, quote, series of very comprehensive and productive discussions with Putin, including talks on arms control and Trump's decision to withdraw from an arms treaty signed in 1987. Bolton said he also raised the issue of Russia's interference in U.S. elections. This is VOA News. A high-profile economic forum is taking place in the Saudi capital. It's Saudi Arabia's first major event on the world stage since the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Khashoggi's death loomed large over the start of the event, known as the Future Investment Initiative, which came as Turkey's President Erdogan told lawmakers that Saudi officials had murdered Khashoggi in their Istanbul consulate after plotting his death for days. At the opening of the conference, Saudi's energy minister described the journalist's killing as abhorrent. Some of the forum's keynote speakers and numerous Western executives and officials had cancelled plans to attend over the slaying.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May continues to try to persuade sceptical members of the British Parliament to support her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Ms. May is negotiating an exit with the EU that addresses post-Brexit relations with the group. The UN Refugee Agency has sent dozens of staff to southern Mexico to try to help stabilize a chaotic situation and screen the asylum claims of many of the thousands of people in a migrant caravan heading toward the United States. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
More than 45 UN refugee staff have arrived in Tapachula in Chiapas State, Mexico, and others are on their way. The UNHCR says conditions on the ground appear to be somewhat calmer and more orderly than in previous days, but UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says with some 7,000 desperate people on the move, the situation could change at any time.
Many people are having food, water, health, and other needs. There's also kidnapping and security risks in areas the caravan may venture into.
Stock markets throughout the world dropped sharply Tuesday because of investors' concerns over world economic growth and gloomy forecasts from major American companies. Major Asian indexes fell sharply after China increased financing for privately held companies. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Willa now has maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour. It's now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific, heading toward the western coast of Mexico. Forecasters say it would weaken a little before making landfall. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.